Welcome to another AAT podcast. Today, I'm looking at business mileage expenses, something that seems to create a lot of problems for employers, as some of you may have realized when analyzing expenses to prepare and submit your employer's or your client's P11D returns. Getting this wrong, especially where the business mileage expense claims involve company cars, can prove very expensive when an HMRC officer carries out an employer compliance inspection or a pay-as-you-earn audit. Reimbursing business mileage expenses in excess of the costs incurred may result in an income tax and a Class 1 NIC's liability. And of even more concern is if an employer reimburses the cost of non-business or private mileage in a company car. This may then result in expensive company car fuel benefits being imposed by HMRC. That will be even more expensive when interest is charged and penalties are added to the bill. Business mileage expense claims of directors and employees will come under close scrutiny by HMRC employer compliance officers, who may be looking to establish that the claims made do no more than reimburse the costs incurred for genuine business travel. So in this podcast, I will look at the appropriate amounts for an employer to reimburse, as well as the issue of what is business mileage, as opposed to non-business or private mileage. In other podcasts, I've previously explained how complex and strict are our income tax rules for claiming a deduction for business expenses, and also that there may be differences in the rules when applied to Class 1 NICs. But more of that later in this podcast. So let us recognise that expenses received by the holder of an office or employment are charged to income tax as employment income. Expenses are therefore part of the emoluments of the office or the employment, and payments in respect of expenses to directors or employees, which are paid by reason of their employment, have to be treated as earnings chargeable to income tax as employment income, unless, and now let's look at the exceptions, unless they're chargeable to income tax as earnings within Section 62, or they're exempt, such as the exemption for public transport disruption, or they're paid in respect of expenses incurred in connection with the provision of a company car or company van where the scale charge will apply and you would ignore the costs related to those company cars or vans. And of course, finally, any expenses covered by a P11D dispensation will not be taxable as employment income. We must remember that a sum paid in respect of expenses includes any sum put at the employee's disposal and paid away by him. What I mean is that, as with P11D reporting of expense payments, we are not just looking at expenses reimbursed by the employer, but we also have to take into account any expenses met by the employer through an account with a supplier. This might be where the employer has an account with a travel agent, taxi or cab company, paying the supplier instead of reimbursing the director or the employee.